Good morning. My name is Jenny Robertson. I'm an epidemiologist with Salt Lake County Health Department in Salt Lake City, Utah. Until last year, the burden of chronic hepatitis C was unknown in Salt Lake County due to limited surveillance capacity. But with additional resources, we're able to explore the data and create an epidemiologic profile. We knew that over the years, about half of our Hep C cases had been misclassified, and so we took this as an opportunity to reclassify all of our cases according to the 2016 case definition. We also looked for resolution of infection. We performed descriptive analyses on our recent cases, and we performed probabilistic record linkage with chronic Hep C deaths, drug poisoning deaths, liver transplant recipients, and selection of reportable diseases listed here. We also performed local outlier and emerging hotspot analyses. We ended up reclassifying about 55% of our cases. That added an additional 8,000 cases to our total case count from 1990 to 2015. That was mostly due to reclassifying cases with low positive antibody results from suspect to probable. Our incidence and mortality rates increased and peaked in 2011. When we look back at the last 20 years or so, it looks like these rates were starting to increase about 2006, 2007. So we think this is evidence of the disproportionately high burden among baby boomers. And we can see that here, where the peak is fairly pronounced in our males age 40 to 54. Our highest incident rate is now among males age 55 and older, and we think this is likely a result of statewide outreach testing in detention facilities and targeted testing of the baby boomer population. The percentages of comorbidities were surprisingly low to us, particularly for HIV/AIDS. The percentage of HCV cases who had received a liver transplant also seemed fairly low, although I have to say that that matching data set, that we were missing about a third of the patient names, and that may have impacted the match rate. What was most interesting to us, though, was that among people who died from chronic Hep C, whether it was a contributing cause or underlying cause, 20% of them did not appear to be diagnosed with a chronic HCV infection, at least not diagnosed in Utah. Emerging hotspot analyses identified areas of downtown Salt Lake City with persistently high case counts over the last 7 years. I do have to say, though, with this map, although we had a high address match rate, 98%, we were missing addresses for about 52% of our cases. So these results could absolutely change if and when we're able to receive that address information. So in comparing our 2015 incidence rate with the CDC enhanced viral hepatitis surveillance sites, we found we were at the high end of the spectrum. Granted, we were using a different case definition than those sites at the time. So comparing our 2014 rate before classification, we still had a comparable rate. Our linkage analysis showed that about a fifth of our cases of chronic hepatitis C deaths may have been undiagnosed. And the unexpectedly low percentages of comorbidities may be due to this undiagnosed population. It may be due to the data quality issues that we ran into, might be due to matching methodologies. Moving forward, we would like to address some data improvements, including geographic and demographic. We would like to measure access to care by monitoring cure rates and reinfection rates. During our review and reclassification of our recent cases, we found 7% of them had resolved infection. And now that Utah has required negative lab reporting for HCV, we're going to be able to take a much better look at this, and we think this rate is going to be much higher. We're also looking forward to linking patients between surveillance systems, and this is something that the Utah Department of Health has started to do as well. And of course, all of this to support policies and interventions that can support access to care and linkage to care. And finally, I need to acknowledge the Rockstar team that reviewed those thousands and thousands of cases, without which this would not have been possible. Thank you.